feed the fowls?
Yeah.
You could use that?
Yeah, use fowl.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs, what do you call that?
Sitting.
Sitting hen? Mm-hmm. Trying to hatch out something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a place where the chickens live, you'd call that a what?
Well, now, we call it, I used to call it chicken house. Of course, they don't have chicken house as much now. Mm-hmm. We come along, when I come along, there was, we had a little house and they'd go in to roost in the chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Would you have maybe just a little shelter for them to come in out of the rain?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, where they'd roost, mm-hmm. or the chicken house.
Would you have any special place on the farm, maybe with wire around it to keep the ones that you're going to send to market?
Yeah, we'd have what we call a chicken house. The chicken coop, I believe, where we're going to catch them in or drive them in a small place where you can get to them, mm-hmm. put them in the chicken. Well, I can't say just what I want to say about that, mm-hmm. but it was they would be a chicken house where they'd go in and roost and get out of the weather, and then there'd be a chicken pen.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken yard.
And a chicken yard or chicken pen.
What do you call that piece of the chicken that children like to get so they can pull it apart?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone. Is there any particular name for the long part of it?
The leg.
That's, well,
the drumstick.
Well, this is the part of the pulley bone. You know, what's, you know, it's got two bones and one's longer than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, you ever heard that long bone called anything?
No, I've heard it called chillings used to take it and pull it, and the one that got the long bone or the short bone would get married quicker.
Huh? Is that right? Or yeah, the wishbone or the
wishbone. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And make a wish, one that got the right one, make a wish and it comes right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You believe in that?
No.
What do you call the inside parts of a chicken, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard, parts that you can eat? Do you have just one word that you could use to describe all that?
No, I never did. Uh-huh. I always
give the great data.
Say a gizzard or liver, I'd always name it myself.
Yeah. You ever heard? Go ahead.
And I've seen Margaret said a giblet gravy, and I've seen a liver pudding.
What's liver pudding?
That's where you just make a pudding like out of just a liver.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a liver pudding made out of hog liver.
Mm-hmm. Just grind it up mm-hmm. and mix it with cornmeal or something?
Yeah, and season it, just make mm-hmm. a pudding.
Have you ever heard the inside parts of a chicken or a pig called the harslet?
Harslet.
Uh-huh.
The hog, I have. I heard my daddy say that.
Not harslet, the haslet.
Haslet.
Yeah,
haslet. And
the way he said it.
Well, the haslet is what I'd always heard it called, and the liver and the lights. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the part of a hog that you can use to stuff sausage in?
Chitlin.
Mm-hmm. That's really the intestines of the hog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess you've eaten chitlin.
Oh, yeah. Did last week.
You like them?
I sure do.
I've heard those things don't smell too good when they're cooking.
They smell all right. It's just notion in this younger generation.
Just right. They don't smell good.
I've heard women that wouldn't cook them, but I wouldn't live with one that wouldn't cook them.
I, I, I've I've eaten chitlins one time in my life, and that was a long time ago. I really can't remember anything about them.
Well, they're good to eat, I can tell you that, if they're dressed right. Mm-hmm. Of course, now, you don't get no good chitlins now. Used to, you dry them, you see, take them out, and then you wash them, and then turn them, and wash them in warm water. Now then they do it with machines, and they scald them, you see, and it takes taste out of them.
Mm-hmm. And I guess a lot of these packing houses use just plastic instead.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic casing?
I say not. And chitlins now, of course, you more than half.
Is that right?
Yeah. Chitlin costs you $1 a pound. Mm-hmm. You just can't get nobody, I call it riding them. They get out and wash them, and then way back yard when I was a kid, the women folks did that. The men got the hair off and taken them up and cut them, and they turned them over to the women, and they'd clean them and then wash them and turn them and then plait them together. Mm-hmm. And you talk about
soap them in soap
water. Well, you belong to soak them to get them clean and good. But them things are good to eat now.
If you were on the farm and it was getting kind of late and you heard all your cows mooing and your horse neighing, you'd say, my goodness, I didn't know it was so late.